It's good to see you. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. And I pray today that, you know what? Your heart is full with joy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Okay? So I would ask you for the next probably 30 to 40 minutes to give me your attention, all right? everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. I'm going to ask Kendra, you want to share? Quinn, even this is, I tell you, a shout out to, I thank God for great leadership we receiving from Kenton and Nancy. You know, sometimes don't just look here, okay? I understand, I mean, I've been part of the network since 2010, leading church in Haiti. I would always come back. Sometimes I wouldn't be able to be back for family pastoral retreat, but I would always be able to, we were always able to make it back for the pastor's retreat in February. And those times are, I mean, Kenton and Nancy, they pour into us. They give themselves. They prophesy. It's always encouraging. And when they pray for us, we record their prayers. And God used the time to speak to us. And so at times, sometimes they're praying, it doesn't make sense. And then later on, we're going through life and we realize, wow. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that word. Thank you for the word of encouragement. Thank you for the word of wisdom, for the word of knowledge. All right. So this church, Lynstown Community Church, as I lead you guys, as I follow Jesus, I want you to be aware of what we do. When I go do things, I should go on vacation. But those trips, they're not vacation trips. You know, so the ministry trip, of course, they give us time to relax. They give us time to be refreshed, to go hiking and do stuff. I mean, this time they only did it for two days. Three nights. Is it three nights? Three nights and 2 days. But some of us like, well, it's too short. We should be stayed an extra day, you know. But anyway, it was really good for me this weekend again to, past week again, to be away in prayer, in the word. And I told them, I said, I really love the place we went because our phone didn't work. Or we had limited service. You know, I tell you guys, our phone, they're great tools. We use them. But they're big distractions. You know, even right now, everything is calling out for your attention. You know, that's why I said, when you come here, be intentional. I'm going to talk about that. Be intentional about turning your phone off for an hour. 1 hour. Why? Because you know what? It's just like 1 hour for me to be intentional. Just everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Even if it's an emergency, it can wait. If they really need you, they can't find you. They know where you're at right now. They'll drive here and find you. So they will get to you. You know? So let's just be intentional and give Jesus all of our attention. And it was so amazing because a lot of my guys in Haiti, they're like, well, we don't hear from you. I was like, okay, I was supposed to teach at the ministry school this week. I'm like, no, we're not. I can't do it. I am, you know, receiving, and it was really good. So I'm going to ask Kendra, the people that I took with me, and I tell you, my leadership team, I am serious. I know most of you work. And sometimes it's completely impossible for us to go. But at least once every other year, if not every year, I want you to come with me. Because it is something that our network, the leadership in the network, put together for us. I don't want to go by myself. Plus, the atmosphere, the presence we experience, when we all are on the same page, most of us on the same page, the rest of the people have a better chance to get it. But if it's me, if it's only me that understands spirit-led worship or prophetic prayer, it's a lot harder. But if most of us understand it, the rest, it's a lot easier for us to teach the rest. We are a church, our philosophy, we love, we accept, we honor, and we forgive. We are a spirit-led church. We understand prophetic worship. We understand prophetic praise, prophetic prayer. That's what I'm after. If the presence of the Lord is not here, we have nothing.
And guys, I am after nothing else but the presence of the Lord. I am passionate. I love the presence of God. I'll do everything. That's one of my favorite songs. If you are for your glory, I will do anything. I will do anything. Because I understand everything is after my relationship with God. One of the statistics we read this week, 90% of evangelical leaders are in pornography every day. 90%. 90%. Every day, Christian men go and visit a porn site at least 3 times a day. So, of course, you're wondering, where's the power? Where's the power that set people free? You cannot be a Christian and operate under an open heaven and still living in sin. It doesn't work. You see, freedom comes from being free away from sin. See, we have authority by the power of the blood and by the words of our testimonies. And what gives me testimony? Being free. Being free gives me testimony. You see, you know what? The thing that gives me authority is I live a free life. I live a free life. I mean, don't think I don't get tempted. I'm always by myself. I work, as a matter of fact, I work on the computer. Don't think that sometimes my mind doesn't want to go there, but my mind doesn't, I won't give my mind that chance. Exactly. No, don't let anybody make you think, well, you know what? Yes, I'm the pastor. I am a man of God. I'm a servant of God. I got it all together. No, every day I make a conscious choice. I am intentional about following Christ and stay on the road that's we call holiness. That's what it's about. That's why I go for God's heart. That's why I'm after you guys. I'm like, okay, I want you to come to the retreat with me because I know what I'm going to experience. I know what it's like. See, some of us, right now I'm talking, of course, to my leadership team. All right, it's all good. All right? It's not an exhortation. It's just like, guys, next year, let's do it. It's a lot of fun, you know? It's a lot of fun. I was glad to have Quinn with me and Kendra. Come on, Kendra. Let's hear Kendra first. What did the Lord do in your heart this week while doing the worship, the retreat?
Good morning. There we go. Yes. Super awesome. Good time. There was a lot of new people this year, and so that was good to connect with new people and connect with old people. Old people that were there before. Kathy.
Not old people. Like.
I'm going to start over. Good morning, Lance. Yes, as like Ricardo said, we try to go every year as a family because the presence of God that is manifested when we get together is so good for our kids to experience as well. We have gone every year as a couple, and that's just what the focus is. It's not a seminar. It's not a lot of teaching. Rather, it's just creating an atmosphere where God's presence can be free among us, and then he uses us to minister to other people. He tells us things about other people. He tells us what to pray and how to encourage them. And what was so fun this year is that there were a lot of new people, and I'm praying for these people, and I don't even remember their names. I was like, what's her name again? And God's telling me things, not about them, but to encourage them. And tears are streaming down their faces. And it's just like, wow, if you just give God a chance to be God among us, then we get healed. And that's when the body of Christ can really help each other. But if we're, you know, in our own world and trying to do things in our own strength, then we hurt each other and we, you know, then it's not good. So that's just what I really love about the weeks when the families get together. What God did in my life is too much for me to share. right now. But what I will say is when we do align ourselves with God's plan for our lives, then it's good. This morning I was thinking just like of an electric socket. You know, you have a fan and you're like, why isn't this fan working? Why isn't this fan blessing me with air? Well, is the fan plugged into the source? And so that's what I would just say for my life, that, and for all of us. If so our lives are not connected to the source, then it's not going to work. And we're wondering, where's our joy? Where's our power? Why can't I overcome sin? Why am I struggling with this? Well, are you plugged in? You know, those wires, are they connected? And there is a power, and it's, we can get connected to God through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God on earth in us here while we're here. And so if we would just give ourselves time and tell our brains that what God wants for us is better than what we think we need, then we will walk in the blessing. May his favor be upon you for 1,000 generations. So I was just so encouraged. You know, one time they were praying for me and my legs just kind of started shaking and tears were just streaming down my face for, I don't know, 20 some minutes, if not more. Ryan was like, Mom, are you okay? I'm like, yes, I'm okay. I just feel God's presence and his touch in my life so, so much. And we need times like that for us to continue on, because life knocks us down. But we need to stay connected and continually be intentional about plugging in to the Holy Spirit and his blessing so that we can be his people.
So good.
Yes.
Thank you, baby. Come on, Ryan, come up here. Let us hear what you've learned. You know, we overcome the enemy by the words of our testimonies. Right? yeah. So just one thing that really Lord did in your heart this week.
Well, good morning. Wow, this is different from this side of the room. this week was really good. Every year, probably one of my favorite things about the retreat is just the worship. Every night and every morning, it's just like you're in a room full of people who all, you know, share the same values as you, and you're all just, you know, no one cares what anyone looks like or what they're doing. Eyes are closed, like hands lifted high. Like, it's just, it's so refreshing. I really enjoyed that this week.
That's good. Thank you, Ryan. Alyssa, come up here. Thank you. Yeah, that's good. Good stuff. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. This week was really good. God really worked a lot in my heart, and he made me realize some priorities in my life that I have to fix. And yeah, worship is just so good. Please, next year, leadership, come, because it's really great. And yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you, Alyssa. All right, awesome. Makilla, come on now. Let's put our hands together for Makilla. All right. I was very excited that she went.
Me too. Good morning. Well, this week was really fun for me, first time going. I learned a lot that I had, like, basically lost my relationship with the Lord after my uncle had passed. And this week really helped. So, yeah.
That's so good. You think you got it back? Awesome. That's good stuff. I did have a good talk with her, so that's good. Keep it up. That's awesome. Connor, come on here, buddy. Let's put our hands together for Connor. Yeah, man. Tell us one or two things you've learned or the Lord did in your heart this week.
So worship was very good, and I really liked it. It was like, I don't know how to say it, but I think my relationship with God was closer after. And it was kind of the beginning of something new. Yes. It was really nice. And the people there were really nice.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Keep it up. Keep that relationship. Quinn, come here, brother. Let me hear you. Tell us what the Lord did in your heart this week. All the glory to him.
So I was thinking what I could share.
You can share everything.
And it's, I can share everything, not just one thing. what it boils down to is one word, yeah. Connection. I went there knowing Francoise. I went there knowing about Kenton. That's about it. Mm-hmm. I knew there was a Sarasota connection, and I grew up around there. But I did not know that there would be a Northwest Ohio connection and a Northern Indiana connection. So I formed connections with lots of people in the R&I. I formed connection with God. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't have one before, but just being in that atmosphere of, it was not a conference. Just to have the time to pray for each other, to pray with each other, to prophesy over each other, to have that time set aside with like-minded people, just reminded me how much I've lost connection with people, how much in my church family I've lost connection, how much in my own family I've lost connection. So it's a challenge for me moving forward. You know, where are we going to form connections? Friday morning, I got a call from one of my coworkers that two of my coworkers had been killed in an accident the night before. And it reminded me we're all connected. The connections in our office have, this weekend, we've been praying for each other, talking to each other, texting each other, and that's never happened before. So just the culmination of this week, connection, to me, where do I need to connect with people? Where do I need to set aside time to connect with God? Those are the things that are important. I made it intentional to try to deplug from my phone as much as possible when I was there. So that really helped with dealing with people right in front of me. Mm-hmm. How much do we walk around where we're just walking around like this? How many people do you see driving around looking at their phones? We need to be more intentional about connecting with each other, connecting with people outside.
Come on now.
Connecting with people that we come across. So just connection.
That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank the Lord for what he did. And I seal the work that he has done, begun in your hearts. You know, keep it up. You know, keep Jesus tight. Jesus is coming back. The Lord is returning. The Lord is returning. Check your meter. Check your relational meter with him. You know, we all drive a car, or if you don't yet, you will. We all have something what you call the gauge, gas gauge. You know when it's going on empty, what's going to happen. You better find a gas station. You cannot run on dry, empty tank. And unfortunately, that's why a lot of people left the church. A lot of people left because they got dry, they got burned out. Or even some people, they still go. But yet, they're running on empty. This morning, check. I thank God for what he did in each of our lives. And I ask in the name of Jesus that work he began will not stop until his return. Open your Bibles with me in John chapter 12, verse 26. John 12, verse 26. Thank you, Lord, for your word. John 12, 26. Oh,
Okay, I hope you find it, but I read. He says, whoever serves me must follow me. Underline that in your Bible. Whoever serves me must follow me. And we all know that a follower of Christ is a disciple of Christ. I read again. Whoever serves me, Jesus said, whoever, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. If anyone, let's repeat that together. It's on the screen. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Stop right there. What does that mean? You see, a lot of time we put emphasis on serving the Lord. But yet, we don't know how to follow him. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me, in him my Father will honor. Wow. You know what that means? That means if anyone serves the Lord and follow him, God will find a dwelling place in him. How awesome is this? This is the best news you could hear today. God wants to dwell in you. See, this building, we've set it apart for the work of the Lord. We call this a church. The church. I'm going to the church. But as a matter of fact, in reality, when we leave, the church leaves too. Because, what? You know it already. We are the temple. We are the church. When we come together, the Holy Spirit comes. When we leave, he leaves the place. So that's the good news. God wants to indwell in you. You know? I'm going to read it again. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Follow God. Be intentional in following God. Be intentional in following the Lord. Anything that does not please the Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your heart would be cold towards sin. Even the world, I read in the Bible, it says, do not love the world. I mean, we live in a generation where there are so idolaters, a bunch of idolaters, people becoming lovers of themselves. This is not just my word. This is what the word of the Lord says. Before the return of the Lord, people will worship themselves. You should love yourself, but you shouldn't worship yourself. You better love yourself. How many times I've told you this already? You should love yourself. You shouldn't love anybody else more than yourself. But you better not worship yourself. And you know, you will know if you're worshiping yourself. You will know if you're on the throne of your life. You will know if Jesus is on the driver's seat or you are on the driver's seat. Because if Jesus is on the driver's seat, guys, don't you hate it? I mean, I started to really kind of chill because sometimes your co-pilot is good, especially if you're driving and your wife is always telling you where to go. You know, I mean, some of you right now, you having younger kids, some of us, most of you have been through it, right? But some of us, we've got teenagers and we're teaching them how to drive and they're just getting their license. Oh my goodness, what a scary thing. All right, wait to see. But you know what? I mean, we drive with Ryan. Ryan is an excellent driver. I mean, yes, I like Ryan when he drives. I can actually sleep. I remember the first time he's driving and I sleep in the car. That's big. But you know what? Last week, we were going down and Ryan's driving construction road. I mean, it's like, and I sit in the back, all right? Sometimes I'm not sure, so I'm like, Ryan, you okay? I keep telling him what to do. Before you know it, he starts being frustrated. Because that doesn't work. I'm not on the driver's seat. And he was doing a good job. My wife was next to him, you know, and everything's cool. Sometimes that's what we do. We like, Jesus, you lead me, but you sit on the passenger seat. No, doesn't work. For you to follow him, you got to let him be in the driver's seat. And that's my challenge to you. I don't know what situation right now in your life you need to let him in the driver's seat. And I tell you, all of us Me first, starting with me, I need to be reminded of that, to let Jesus in the driver's seat. With my plans, with my dreams, with my children, with the future of our country, you know, with, you know, you guys heard the news, the Haitian president was assassinated. I mean, who does that? I mean, a president should be the most safe guy in the country, right? I mean, at least he has 50. That night there was at least 24 policemen or soldier or top people with gun that were supposed to keep him safe. So we all know what happened. We're not gonna go there. Let them figure it out. Let the FBI figure it out. But man, when I listen to that thing, I'm like, man, that's like a movie. The guy was pretty much, I mean, everybody that was supposed to keep him safe gave wide open access to those that assassinated him. If you want to follow me, serve me, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will also be. Do you know there is peace in the presence of the Lord? Right now we live in a world where there's the absence. I mean, people are looking for peace. You know, and sometimes, and I know, some people, they can't sleep and they say they got to take drugs for them to fall asleep. And then they find out it doesn't work. Then they become addicted to it. Nothing in this world. Yeah, there's a song like this. Nothing in this world will satisfy. For Jesus is the source that will never run dry. So what do I do? Where do I go? I go to the source. I run to the source. I am forever going to live my life intentional about following him. Everything, every move, every day. As I watch the news, as I interact with my neighbors, as I interact with my friends, as I interact with my family, as I interact with you guys, I am being intentional. I read in Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5, it says, the plan of the diligent leads to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. Being intentional is a capability you can grow every day. And being intentional will change your life. Being intentional, if you, as a teenager, you are growing right now. Everything you do, you're doing it intentionally. I mean, you'll be the best adult ever. A lot of people, they are in trouble because they weren't living intentionally. Live your life. I mean, even for your mate, the person you're going to marry, do you have a list? Do you know what kind of person do you want to marry? Do you have a standard? Well, you know, what are your priorities? I mean, it's not just mom and dad who has priorities. What are your priorities? What are some of the things, you know, like, I'll never do? People don't live like that. I mean, I'll never cheat somebody. Back in the days when we were growing up, right, 20, 30 years ago, it was almost like normal. If somebody found a wallet, they would have a tendency to return it, right? But nowadays, it's kind of hard. Everybody wants to take advantage of everybody else. You see, to move your life forward and make progress every day, being intentional about what is important to you and taking action on those things will be two guiding qualities. Being intentional and taking action. So if you're being intentional and you don't take action, nothing will happen. That's actually a Creole joke. I don't know. It's not a joke. It's like a riddle. Riddle? It says four rats. If four rats decided to get into a hole, how many will get in the hole? Is that making sense? Yeah. No, decide. If four rats have the intention to make it to a hole, how many actually make it there? Actually none. You know why? Because I tell you, I wrote it down here. I got to find it. Great, great, great answer. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. If you fail to plan, your plan is to fail. That's why all of us here. And I don't want you guys to think, well, I'm so old, I'm going to die. Stop it. You know, because it's like it's a mentality here. Once people get to like 75, oh, I'm done. You're done where? You're still breathing. God have a purpose for you. That's why you're still breathing. God has a plan for you. Be excited about life. Don't be living the life, oh, I can't wait to die, I can't wait. You know, even for you, Martha, at 89, this is a time for you to start thinking, you know what? I'm alive because God wants me alive. Do not offend your God by saying, you know what, Lord, call me home. Yeah, of course, yes, he can call you home. But if he's not calling you home, he has you here for a certain purpose. Every day, wake up, intercede for your children, intercede for your grandchildren. Pray, that's something you can do. You can do that. You can't go for a big 3 miles run or walk. You can't do that. But you can pray. You can be a blessing in the life of those around you. That you can do. So stop it. Stop thinking, you know, you are old. You know, this in this country here, old people, they retire. It's good to retire, okay? I'm not saying it's wrong. But in our mindset, it's like, you know what? You become an old car and you park in the backyard. Nonsense in the kingdom. God still has a plan for you. He still wants to use you. You can still go on mission trips. Okay, of course you're going to be wise, take care of yourself. But he's not done with you yet. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's why being intentional requires action. So now, this week, Michaela, bing, the Lord did something with your relationship with him. You saw it. Your eyes opened. It's like, you know, something happened. I don't know the story between you and your uncle when he passed. The hurt, the pain that caused you, everything else. But something happened. Bing, this week, God, the Lord revealed himself to you. But you know what's going to happen? You have to continue to take action. Go and dust your Bible. Read it. Press on. Worship him. Put yourself with people that are after the Lord. That's it. That's how you grow from glory to glory. I'm intentional. I'm making an action. I'm doing something. Light comes on. Realize it's not right for me to do. It is sin. What do? I stop. I cut the source. Being intentional and taking action, that's how you will grow. So if four rats decided or being intentional about getting into a hole, none of them will make it to the hole unless there's an action. Does that make sense? Is that clear? Yeah. So yes, being intentional is awesome. But unless there's an action that follows, it's worth it. It's worthless. If you aim at nothing, you will surely hit it. Be intentional. What is your goal? I want my life to affect people. That's what I want. When you die, what do you want on your tombstone? It really won't matter because not everybody wake up in the morning and say, hey, then, guess what? Tomorrow morning, let's go for a stroll in the cemetery. People don't do that unless you go and visit your loved one's gravesite. But Dan and I, we're not going to go take a little promenade in the cemetery. It doesn't work. We're going to serve, right? Oh, I'm not saying we will tomorrow, okay? But we might. You know? That's it. Nobody goes to the cemetery and reads tombstones. So it's good. Oh, you do that? Oh, my goodness. The thing she does. You see, I'm still discovering it. When you go and visit the cemetery, she's like, I wonder what this person was about. But it's a good thing. But you got my point, right? My point is you live your life effectively because that's what people will never forget. When you leave your mark on this earth, people will be like, you know what? He impacted his generation. He made an impact because he lived his life intentionally. Your tombstone is awesome. Whatever is going to write on it, that's going to be great. But I bet you, not a lot of people are going to read it. Because in reality, unless you are Kendra, you don't go and take a promenade in the cemetery and check out people's tombstones. Oh, man, this is good stuff. Oh, that's so good. You know, I read in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, while it was still night, way before dawn, Jesus got up and went out to a secluded spot and prayed. Because his day was full. So you know what he did? He took time. While it was still night, in the middle of the night, he woke up. And I know some of you, you're so busy. Life. I told you. I don't know if you have that screen, that shot for me, Xavier. Put it on the screen about our priorities. 9 a.m. That's good. That's the verse, all right? But now if you go back to my screen, and I want us to go back again. And you remember, I asked you to think about what are some of your priorities? Work, sleep, food, play, recreation, read, watching TV, listening to the news, friendship, family, husband, wife, children, quality time in worship, quality time reading and meditating on the word of the Lord, church activities, home group gatherings, mission trips, teaching your children the word of God, being a follower of Christ, grandkids, in-laws, play, going surfing, motorcycle riding, fishing, intimacy, and it better not be gambling or playing the lottery. And you can add on this list. But the question remains is what? What is your priority? I know this is a challenging message. And I know we have two new songs. That's one of the songs you were preparing. It says, I sing. Let not be discouraged when you hear stuff like that. One of the words the Lord gave me last Sunday, he said, you know, some people might hear of a message like this and they think, well, man, I should have been more intentional about so-and-so. And there could be a sense of shame or sense of condemnation. This is not from the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord, of course, the Holy Spirit will convince you. You fall under conviction. You repent. But there will never be a sense of condemnation. If there's condemnation, that's the spirit. That's something you need to rebuke in your mind. Take authority over it. So where do you start? You start right now. Today. Today you start being intentional. And remember those three things. To be intentional, for you to have effect, intentionality to have effect in your life, you have to take action. And once you take action, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to benefit from your action. All right? So let's pray. Dan and Roxy, get ready for your next two songs. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for your word today. Father, once again, we are your people and we choose to be intentional. Thank you for the work that you've done here. And Father, even as we sing this next song, Lord, we sing and we're not going to be living our life in discouragement. We sing because we're happy. We sing because we know you. We sing because you are great in our lives. So once again, God, I bless your church, and I ask that your word would fall in fertile ground, that everybody here that hears your word receives it and continue to do to make adjustment in their lives. In Jesus' name, if you agree, you said, amen. Thank you, Lord.